Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. God's Gift of Love. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. And now abide faith, hope, love, these three. But the greatest of these is love. I was blessed to have discovered my precious life partner when I was just a boy of 14. Joyce and I knew the joy of walking together, finally holding hands, the first kiss, and the consummation of our love on our wedding night. I wish couples would depart from the liberal idea of sex before marriage is the norm. Our love continued to grow across the years as we experienced the birth of our three children and the establishment of our Christian home. It was easy to love my wife and my children. It was also easy to love my friends and neighbors. But what about others who were not lovable? That's where the rub comes, doesn't it? We can be self-satisfied that we are being the loving Christians that God wants us to be as long as we love the lovable people in our life. Think about the people that are near you that are totally obnoxious. Can you show true Christian love to them? In his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said we are to love those who are hard to love. Listen to his words in Luke chapter 6, verse 35. Love your enemies. That, my dear friend, is true love. I want that for my life. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. This is Pastor Cecil.
Pastor Cecil reminds us regularly of the importance of getting into God's Word. And you can join us in doing just that by going to dailydevotional.com and clicking on the section that says, The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you follow along every day at the end of the year, you'll have worked your way through the entire Holy Bible, and you'll get to hear Pastor Cecil's special prayer for the day at the end of the reading. Please invite others who could use the encouragement to read or listen to today's devotional. If you're not currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals directly to your own email address, you can subscribe by going to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.